Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Correct practice. There is power in simply living a better way. Rather than fighting the systems directly and risk becoming their mirror image, Francis of Assisi just did things differently. He is the inspiration for this core principle. The best criticism of the bad is the practice of the better. Francis moved from the common economy of merit to the wondrous economy of grace, where God does not do any counting, but only gives unreservedly. There is another way that is much better. We can decide to love Mother Earth and live simply and barefoot upon her. We can do it all with a perfect joy that comes from letting go of the ego. Take the imitation of Christ seriously and try to live the way that Jesus lived. We only know as much as we do. Emphasize action, practice, and lifestyle as foundational and revolutionary for our time. Fall in love with the humanity and humility of Jesus. Jesus is someone actually to imitate and not just to worship as divine. Orthopraxy, correct practice, is a necessary parallel and even precedent to verbal orthodoxy, correct teaching. Why aren't you doing what you say you believe? The prophet invariably asks. We can only practice new ways of being in the world if we maintain some degree of non-attachment from the systems around us. Non-attachment. Freedom from loyalties to human-made domination systems, non-idolatry, is the best way of protecting people from religious zealotry or any kind of antagonistic thinking or behavior. There is nothing to be against. Just keep concentrating on the big thing you are for. Ecclesia are living, visible models of this new kind of life to make evident that Christ people really follow a way different from mass consciousness. They are people who can be innocent and genuine, and can shine like stars among a deceitful and underhanded brood. They are different. This is a new social order. There are no more distinctions between Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female, but all of you are one in Christ. We are to live inside of an alternative society, a beloved community, and from such fullness go to the world. Most of us end up thinking and operating pretty much like our surrounding culture. Many others are aligning with groups that live Christian values in the world instead of just gathering again to hear the readings, recite the creed, and sing songs on Sunday. Jesus doesn't need that. We need instead to act like a community, making God's heart available and active on this earth. Rest in this knowing. A life-giving presence. There are two diversionary tactics to avoid transformation, to holding pain: fight and flight. Fight, the way of Simon the Zealot, describes people who want to change, fix, control, and reform other people and events. The zealot always looks for the unjust one and considers themselves righteous. They believe they are doing a holy duty for God. Zealots present Christianity as a cult of innocence instead of a movement for solidarity. As long as the problem is someone else, a they, zealots sit in a reasonably comfortable position. It is a dangerous and false peace. Flight, the way of the Pharisee, is the uninformed and the falsely innocent. The Pharisee denies pain altogether and refuses to carry the shadow side of anything. They don't allow uncertainty or ambiguity as they scapegoat and project their wounded side somewhere else. Both fight and flight people are subject to hypocrisy, projection, or just plain illusion. We alone know who is good and who is bad. There is a third way, the way of resurrected people. They prayerfully bear witness against injustice and evil, while also agreeing compassionately to hold their own complicity in that same evil. The risen Christ, not accidentally, still carries the wounds in his hands and side. How can I know the greater truth, work through the anger, and still be a life-giving presence? View peacemaking in light of the Hebraic concept of shalom. Shalom is God's dream for the world as it should be: nothing missing, nothing broken, everything made whole. Shalom is God's dream, and God is love. Our shalom practices must be rooted in love. When love enters the equation, everything changes. We begin to ask ourselves what we are for instead of what we are against. Peacemaking is distinct from peacekeeping. Peacekeeping often allows injustice to flourish. Jesus' life models this kind of lasting peace. As peacemakers, we are called to live it out. Anything that doesn't require us to sacrifice for each other is another form of peacekeeping, not peacemaking. Peacemaking is the North Star of the beloved community, which holds us accountable to be in right relatedness to each other and create an environment where we can all thrive. Jesus' ministry is a call to action to establish a community so convinced of their belovedness to God that they proclaim the belovedness of others. Belovedness is a massive act of owning and accepting your humanness as a divine gift. We must adjust our thinking of this work as rehumanizing those who have been dehumanized. Love is the central motive of nonviolence, the one by which the divine binds humankind to the divine and to one another. I am a beloved peacemaker. You are a beloved peacemaker. We belong to each other. Rest in this knowing. See and taste the divine. Initially, it seems a bit ridiculous to think that by starting a small community, we could somehow change the world. But now it seems more ridiculous to think that somehow the world will change if we don't do something. It is like what happens when someone plants a mustard seed in a garden. The seed grows as big as a tree and birds nest in its branches. One loving gesture is practically divine. We have to do small things and believe a big difference is coming. It's like the miraculous drops of water that seep through mountain limestone. They gather themselves into springs that flow into creeks that merge into rivers that find their way to oceans. Our work is to envision the drops as oceans. We do our small parts and know a powerful ocean of love and compassion is downstream. Each small gesture can lead to liberation. The bravest thing we can do in this world is not cling to old ideas or fear of judgment, but step out and just do something for love's sake. There is no secret formula to experiencing the sacred in our lives. It just takes practice and practicality. The deep truth of our lives and the fullness we are striving for don't happen with someone giving us the code to deep knowledge. Meaning and faith are not secret things. Sometimes what we need most is to remind one another of how the divine is all around us, calling us to see and taste it for ourselves. Creation is the most palpable expression of our Creator's generosity, sense of wonder, and commitment to diversity. Getting our relationship right with the earth and its creatures is not the scenic backdrop of some circus sideshow, but as crucial as getting our relations right with our Creator. Begin to include the fungi, the flowers, the butterflies, and the flocks of wild geese as our neighbors, our family, and our Creator's expressive face. Recognize the Earth's sacredness and its vulnerability. Study war no more. Do something affirmative, something inclusive, not a protest, but a celebration. Speak to the eagles as much as to humans, to the catfish in the river as much as to the Christian community, a call of the wild as much as a call for a communion of all races, faiths, and classes. Indeed, go out and preach the good news, and only when necessary, use words. Whenever any of us feels gratitude for all of Earth's creatures, we have become fully present, fully alive ourselves. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening. The angels are listening. God is listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.